Suddenly, the light in the room darkened. A scream filled the air. An enormous bald eagle descended through the open window and landed in front of Rose and Francis. This was no ordinary eagle. It could speak. "Are you all right, Rose?" "Oh, yes, Elliot. Look, it is my own dear brother. He has found me." Elliot bowed his head toward Francis. "Your sister has spoken your name often, but do not delay. Take her from here now before the troll finds out that you are here." "No," cried Rose. "I will not leave here without you, Elliot." She turned to Francis. "Elliot has been so kind to me. He has protected me. I must stay." Francis could see that there was more to it. His sister had fallen in love with Elliot. "Sister, do not despair. I will find our other sisters, and then I will take care of this troll." "Those are brave words," said Elliot. "But beware. The only way to take away the troll's power is to cut his hair off, and no one can get that close to him." Francis said, "Still, I will try. Wait for me here." He moved toward the door, and Elliot stopped him. "Take this feather. Keep it with you. If you are ever in trouble, say, 'Feathered friend, I need you,' and I will fly to your side." Francis stepped out of the mansion and demanded, "Boots, take me to Poppy."